Welcome, welcome everybody to the Motivate Podcast Show. I'm your host, Rich Wall Street Williams. And on the Motivate Podcast Show, we always say less and we definitely, definitely want to believe for more. Listen, man, we have been having a phenomenal time dealing with the subject of how we think. You know, at the end of the day, when you look at what's in our life, what's in our life is a result of how we thought, acted, and believed. What we believe, what we consistently thought about, how we act, and even to on some levels, what we said. What's presently in my life is a result of what I thought and consistently acted on. Whatever is presently in my life, whatever is presently in your life, friend, understand the truth is this. It is the result of the way that we thought, the way that we spoke, and the way that we consistently act on whatever it is that we believe. So it's extremely important to investigate, to interrogate the way that we think. Now, interrogating the way that we think is a process as easy as asking ourselves a few questions. Questions like, why do I think the way that I think about weight loss? Or why do I think the way that I think about food? Or why do I have the thoughts that I have about dating? Or why do I have the thoughts that I'm thinking about my relationship, about my marriage, about church, about God, about whatever? See, we have to investigate these thoughts. You know, a practice that I have every year is I sit down and I talk to myself, right? Well, I talk to myself on a daily basis. Hey, listen, don't hate, appreciate. Listen, mental health experts have proven that it's healthy for us to talk to ourselves. Now, here's the problem. If you talk to yourself and you start answering in other voices, then friend, you got a problem, right? But seriously, the way that we think matters. If I hold it in my mind, eventually I'm going to hold it in my hand. So the brain is powerful. Mental health experts also tell us that we think somewhere between 50, 60, or 70 thoughts a day. And here's the powerful point, the powerful part about that, and that's this. 90% of those thoughts are automatic. So if it's 70,000 thoughts, that means that 63,000 of those thoughts are automatic and about 7,000 of those thoughts are intentional. I tend to focus on the intentional thinking. I want to give direction. I want to have the ability to determine my outcome. You know, I was having a conversation earlier today with someone. I was sharing with them. I stopped saying years ago that a person is irritating me. Right? That person is irritating me. Why did I stop saying that? Because I realized that by me saying out my mouth that another person is irritating me. This is just Rich, friend. This is just me. By me saying that another person is irritating me, I'm literally giving power to the individual over myself. But here's another one. People say, so-and-so is starting to get on my last nerve. Wait a minute. How does that happen? How does a person blow their way through all of your nerves? How does it happen? How do they blow their way through all of your nerves to get to that last nerve? Here's what I recommend you do. Have a last nerve alert sent, right? Set up a last nerve, like 10 nerves before that last one. Set up a little alert. So when that person hits that nerve, this alarm goes off. Ding, ding, ding. Hey, they are nerve number 10. You want to protect that last nerve. I don't know. But, you know, these are things that people say and they don't think about it. But I do because I'm careful. I'm conscious. I'm intentional about the words that I choose to speak out of my mouth because I believe that whatever I say out of my mouth, it's a product of what's in my heart. And what's in my heart is a product of something that I consistently thought about and embraced. We see the world not as it is, but as we are. Our perception of the world is based upon the perception that we have of ourselves. So thinking matters. Thinking matters. And so we would have conversations on how do you have a winner's mindset? Now, some people are uncomfortable with the term mindset. Listen, what is a winner's mindset? Here's some things to consider as it relates to having a winner's mindset. The most important step in achieving success is believing that you can. See, that's a winner's mindset. The most important step in success is believing that you can. This self-belief about whatever it is that you're doing. Now, understand this, friend. Just because you have a self-belief, it doesn't necessarily mean that you can do anything. For example, if you were 6'9", 400 pounds, and no matter how positive you are, you will not be a competitive horse jockey. Typically, horse jockeys are what? Like, they're like 4'11", right? 4'10", 90, 100 pounds. I don't know. But they're typically smaller than the average size person. So listen, you're 6'9", you're 400 pounds, you have a strong self-image of yourself, and friend, here's reality, you won't be a successful horse jockey. So I'm not saying by having a self-belief, a healthy mindset about yourself, mean that you can do anything. What I am suggesting that by having a positive, healthy self-belief about yourself, it allows you to do everything better than just having a negative view of yourself. Does that make sense? Here's something else that we can put into our hat, we can put into the file, we can add to the discussion, and that, and about a winner's mindset. And that's this: a winner's mindset is about staying positive, even in the face of challenges. Stay focused on your goals and stay motivated. Even in the face of challenges, stay focused on your goals, even in the midst of challenges. And you got to be motivated. How do you stay motivated? Stay motivated during tough times, during challenging times. How do you stay motivated? Let me tell you, friend, how you stay motivated. You have to have a why that's stronger than your circumstance. You got to have a why that's stronger than your circumstance. What do I mean by that? You have to have the reason, the purpose. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing. This is why I get up in the morning and do whatever it is that I do. Right. So your why is going to sustain you during tough times, during challenging times, during difficult times. That's how you stay motivated. So you stay motivated because I'm attached to something that's greater than what I'm personally experiencing. You stay motivated because you see a day that's better than the day that you're currently in. You stay motivated because you make a decision to surround yourself with people that have your answers, and you're getting away from people that have your problems. You stay motivated. You stay motivated because you have a healthy self-image of yourself. Friend, do you talk to yourself? Do you have positive conversations about yourself? Do you speak well of yourself? Do you say I'm happy? Do you say that I'm fulfilled? Do you say that I'm on top? Do you say that I'm accepted everywhere that I go? Do you say that I am more than enough by myself? I alone am enough. I alone am enough. So we look at how we think. We investigate how we think, because at the end of the day, friend, the way that we think, it matters. Hey, friend, I hope you enjoy this little moments and motivation as it relates to the way that we think. We have ongoing conversations planned around the subject of how we think, because how we think matters. I'm Rich Wall Street Williams and the Motivate Podcast Show. And on the Motivate Podcast Show, we always say less, but we definitely, definitely believe for more. Let's get it.